The airline will be using a 737-800 on the southbound Milk Run through southeast Alaska, replacing the 737-700s currently in use. Scott Haberstad, the company's director of sales and community marketing in Alaska, was the featured speaker at Saturday's banquet.
Because starting in the middle of June on Flight 64, we're going to be running the 737-800 down on 64, so there'll be more seats coming into Petersburg this summer. About another from 112 to 156, so quite a few more seats, and it'll be on the southbound. So that's exciting news, and we'll plan to run that just in time for the reunions over the 4th of July in the seafood industry. So that's something exciting coming this summer.
Haberstad said the change requires bringing in a piece of equipment new to Petersburg, a tug used to pull planes into position for taxiing. Without that, the more powerful 737-800 would have too great of an impact on neighboring companies that also use Petersburg's airport. It's part of Alaska Airlines' plan to expand service, a plan that was shelved when the pandemic hit, leaving airports empty and planes parked. Haberstad said the company went from flying around 140,000 people a day to around 5,000 a day in the spring of 2020. It was losing around $5 million a day during that time. The company and the industry are rebounding, however. Haberstad said Alaska Airlines was breaking even by January of 2021 and is going forward with the expansion plan.
When I started with Alaska Airlines back in 2001, we didn't fly past Anchorage, Chicago. I mean, nothing that we're doing today on the East Coast was out there. It was really after 9/11 and our strong cash position that allowed us to grow and expand. And you're going to see us do that now. What we've done since in this hiatus, we've grown our network. So today, we fly to over 115 destinations across the United States. I'm excited to say that out of Alaska, we will have more capacity than we've ever had in our history this summer.
The company will offer 11 nonstop destinations out of Anchorage this year. Saturday's chamber banquet was also a chance to honor a business of the year with this year's winner, the Petersburg Pilot. After more than 45 years in business, owners Ron and Ann Lesh sold the newspaper and office supplies company in 2021 to employee Oren Pearson. Chamber Board Vice President Will Ware made the announcement.
With long hours, dedication, and investment in Petersburg, they have kept their business growing. The Pilot has added equipment and updates to the printing plant to keep production local, and even more important, jobs local. And the Pilot's office supply store and copy shop continues meeting the needs of local businesses and retail customers. Year after year, the Petersburg Pilot cranks out award-winning, dependable local journalism, helping keep the community well-connected and certainly well-informed.
Ron and Ann Lesh were traveling but recorded an acceptance video. And with no chamber banquet in 2021, this year was also a chance to recognize last year's winner. The chamber presented a plaque to the grocery, hardware, and convenience store company Hammer & Weekon, along with a plaque recognizing 100 years in business. Board Vice President Bruce Westry accepted on behalf of that company.
You know, there's very few businesses that are still in operation after 100 years. In fact, there's very few family-owned businesses that are still in business after 100 years. Last summer, we hit that 100-year milestone. And I think a lot of it really is contributed to the community we live in, the people that are here, people that have supported us.
Hammer & Weekon celebrated a century in business with community events throughout 2021. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.